This is a very, very important question to the world, and the world needs to be hearing this. Someday I hope they will on the internet, and I'm hoping that they will be able to download these things and be able to hear them and make their own choices as God lets them hear the words of God, and He opens their mind. That would be His job. Our job is to try to get to this end, to try to get these things on there where they can download these things. Listen, this is the question. To love God, are we to keep His commandments in both the Old and the New Testament? To love God, are we to keep His commandments in both the Old and the New Testament? Let's let the Word of God speak now. Turn your Bibles with me to Genesis 18, and we'll start there. To love God, are we to keep His commandments in both the Old and the New Testament? Because the premise is that the Old is done away with, and the New has started something totally new, with the understanding that grace is a period that you don't have to worry really about obeying God. That's the time that we live in. And it could not be further from the truth. But we're going to let the Word of God speak and let Him tell us what He has in mind for those that love Him and those that understand the Word of God and those that will be protected by the God Almighty in this 21st century, and them that will get the reserved manna from heaven as depicted in Revelations 2 to the churches. It's either 2 or 3. There is a reserved manna of food in heaven that is reserved for the last days to the people of the Almighty God. Listen carefully what you're hearing, because the Bible is dual. It's always been dual. Listen, what He did in Egypt and how after so many plagues He put the people of God kind of in a corner and nothing touched them anymore. Only the Egyptians got their heads handed to them, not the Israelites. Listen carefully. That's coming again in the 21st century in a way that if you have the mark on the of the beast, don't worry about it. But if you don't, you and I will get hammered for a short time, and then the Lord will separate us just like He did in Egypt. And you will get manna from heaven, just like He did after He brought them into the wilderness. And you will get water and everything that you need to survive. Why? We're going to find out why. Because we're obeying God Almighty. To love God, are we to keep His commandments in both the Old and New Testament? Genesis 18, listen, 1-19. Genesis 18, 1-19, I want you to hear these things. And the Lord appeared unto him, Abraham, in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day, talking about Abraham, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and he bowed himself toward the ground. And he said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, pass not away, I pray you, from your servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched. Wash your feet and rest yourself under a tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort you in your hearts. After that you shall pass on, and for therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, So do as you have said. And Abraham rushed to the tent unto Sarah and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal needn't make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd, and he fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he rushed to dress it. Listen. And he took butter, but it's cheese, and milk, and the calf, which he had dressed, and he set it before them, and they stood by them under, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. Buzz, do you have a choice whether you want to eat vegetables or you want to eat meat? Yes, you do. It's your choice. But don't say that God said that you must eat only vegetables. When God himself, who appeared to Abraham, ate of a calf, whatever else was there, but rest assured, it wasn't a monkey that he ate, and it wasn't something that was unclean. It wasn't. See? He ate it of a calf. But he did eat meat. Listen, when these people say these things to you, try to remember what you heard. Listen carefully. And they said unto him, where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, she's in the tent. And he said, I will certainly, this is the Lord speaking, and he said, I will certainly return unto you according to the time of life, and behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Of course, women have much better ears than men. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself. Within herself she laughed, saying, after I am very old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh? Why did she laugh? Saying, shall I of a truth bear a child when I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. That's found in 21:1. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, no, but you did laugh. And the men rose up from there and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on their way. Listen. And the Lord said, very, very important for you and I today. Listen. We talked about this briefly before in Daniel, and I showed Betty Ann these different things in the scriptures. Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. I want you to know one thing also before I go on. Isaac, their firstborn, means laughter. Because she laughed, she named him Isaac. Listen what the Lord says. Remember what he said before. Shall I hide anything from Abraham? Listen what he says in verse 19. To love God, are we to keep his commandments both in the Old and New Testament? Listen from the beginning as we work towards the book of Revelation. The Lord said this, and he said it in the book of John also, when he was in the flesh and he died for you and I, before he died for you and I. For I know him. that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. To keep the way of the Lord, the number is 6666, and when you go there, it's to keep the commandments of God. When you go to see in the books that I'm talking about, it's to keep the commandments of God. That's why these things were revealed to Abraham. As they are revealed in the 21st century, the things that are coming upon this world, so we can see them and realize when the time is near and how short it really is. Listen carefully. Going on, shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of. Listen carefully. Go with me to 26, just to get the continuity of the way of the Lord, what he was talking about. 26. Listen carefully. Genesis 26. Drop down to verse 5. Drop down to one through 5. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went into Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. So join in this land, and I will be with you, and will bless you, for unto you and unto your seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the earth oath which I swore unto Abraham your father. Listen. And I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto your seed all these countries, and in your seed shall the nations of the earth be blessed. This is the crux of it. Listen. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. That's why the Lord said to him, will I not reveal these things to Abraham? Listen carefully what you're hearing. The Lord's word never fails or comes back void. All you have to be able to do, and it's a gift from the Almighty, is to be able to go chapter and verse and show these things where they can be seen, and then you leave it in their hands and let them deal with it. Listen carefully, very important. Exodus 20. To love God, are we to keep His commandments in both the Old and the New Testament? Listen. We're starting to break into the real nuts and bolts of the deal. Listen carefully. I want you to see that God does not change. He changes only and reveals what He has changed. No more sacrifices. Now we wash feet. We keep the Passover in a totally different way that they kept the Passover in Exodus 12. But God is the one that made the changes, not us. Not through tradition and philosophy. We didn't make these changes, but we follow what the Lord says, because this is His word. Listen carefully. Exodus 20, 1 through 5. Listen. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord, am a God, am your God, am a jealous God, visiting the sins of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Listen, to love God are we to keep His commandments in both Old and New Testament, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Listen carefully. You shall not take the name of thy Lord in vain, for God will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it shall you do not any work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your maidservant, manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates, in other words, within your jurisdiction. Again, I can't go. I cannot go to McDonald's today and tell them, because it's a Sabbath day, to shut it down. The Lord is saying, what you are in authority of, that's what I require. I have a shop in Orange City, Florida, and I have men working for me. They are not working today. That's my jurisdiction. Listen, for in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and he rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and he hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God gives you. Thou shalt not kill, but it's thou shalt not do murder. That's what's in the interlinear Bible, and that's what the Lord showed very, very clearly in Matthew 19, verse 18. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is in and of your neighbor. Listen carefully. For time's sake, you can find the same thing in Deuteronomy 5. That is the only other place in the book of the Torah can you find the commandments in their entirety, which shows also what God requires of you in each one of those commandments. Listen carefully. Numbers 15, very, very important. Numbers 15, 4, Numbers 15, 4 through 16, listen. Then shall he that offered his offering unto the Lord bring a meat offering. We don't have to do that anymore. Okay. Drop down to 13. Listen. All that are born of the country shall do these things after this manner, in offering and offering and offerings made by fire as a sweet savour unto the Lord. Listen, this is very, very important what you're hearing right here. And if a stranger sojourns with you, or whosoever be among you in your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord, as you do, so he shall do. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourns with you, an ordinance forever in your generations, as you are, so shall the stranger be before you. Listen, one law and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourns with you. In other words, in order for one to be in the congregation of Israel and in the spiritual congregation that the Lord talks about in Romans 2:29, you must be doing what the Lord said. If they keep the Passover with you, according to Exodus 12 and 13, they shall be counted to you as a brother and a sister. That goes all the way back to the book of Exodus. It's all also made for you and I, and meant for you and I in the 21st century. If one comes and will keep the Passover with you, of course they have to be baptized members, they can wash feet and everything, but they can't partake of the body and blood of Jesus Christ because it's holy and sacred. They have to be baptized in order to do this. They can partake in certain things, but if they are, then they are no more Jew or Gentile, but brothers and sisters with you walking towards the kingdom of God and waiting for the return of Jesus Christ according to Exodus, Numbers, and the speaking that the Lord spoke from his apostles, especially in Ephesians, the second chapter. Ephesians 1 and 2. Very important, because it shows to be a citizen of Israel and even the strangers, the same exact thing Paul talks about and we talk about in the 21st century, that these things ought to be adhered to. Drop down to 29 to 41. You shall have one law for him that sins through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel and for the stranger that sojourns among you. But the soul that does presumptuously, whether he be born in the land or stranger, the same reproaches the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from all the people. Listen, remember the word presumptuously. Okay? Now let's go down and see what this man did presumptuously, that only the Lord, who knows the heart, had Moses do to him. Okay? 31. Because he has despised the word of the Lord and has broken his commandment, that soul shall surely be cut off, and his lawlessness shall be upon him. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. You shall do no work on the Sabbath day. Now, only the Lord knew what was in this man's heart. Listen as it goes on. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation, and they put him in prison, because it was not declared what should be done to him. They didn't know how to deal with this guy that went out there. Now, and the Lord said unto Moses, the man shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. Who is the only one that knows the heart? Who is the only one that knows if the man presumptuously done these things and didn't care what the Lord thought? He went out and gathered sticks on the Sabbath day, but the Lord knew that he did it because he didn't care for what the Lord had said. And he despised the word of the Lord, according to verse 31. Listen. And of course, they brought him out and they did stone him. And of course, drop down to 39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring, that you may remember and do all the commandments and be holy unto the Lord. That also goes with Malachi 4:4. When the Lord says, remember, I'm going to paraphrase, remember the laws of Moses. Then he goes on to speak of John the Baptist, who is going to appear in a birth, but in the New Testament. But the Lord says first, remember the law of Moses. And even John the Baptist's father, when you go to Luke 1, around 72 or 73, says the same exact things, that to remember the laws of Moses. When you go to Luke 1, verse 6, it says that the Lord saw that Elizabeth and his father, it'll come to me, his name, but he saw that they were righteous. To be righteous are them that are keeping the commandments of God. He saw that Elizabeth and Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, in Luke 1, verse 6, said that they were righteous. And notice that the Lord also gave them the Holy Spirit of God. Why? Because they were also keeping the commandments of God. And the Lord, when he has holy things in them, like the Virgin Mary and the cousin, I believe, was Elizabeth of Mary, he makes sure that they're clean inside. And the Holy Spirit was in them also, making them clean in order to house our Lord and John the Baptist both. Listen, he goes to them for his purposes in a saintly, godly manner to them that have the Spirit of God, where he gives it to them. And he makes sure he opens their eyes to the understanding how it is to keep the commandments and the laws of God. To love God, are we to keep his commandments in both the Old and the New Testament? Psalms 25, listen carefully. Psalms 25, 4 through 10. Listen. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you do I wait all the day. In the 21st century, with the knowledge you have, do you wait for the Lord all the day also? Do you wish that the Lord would come back and make an end to the stupidness that you and I are seeing, both into everyday life and what the world is driving this world into? That should be your prayer also. Listen, remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember you me for your goodness sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies, which are the commandments of God, found in Deuteronomy 4, verse 13. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my lawless deeds, for it is great. What man is he that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that respectfully fear him, and he will show them his covenant, which is the commandments of God, and how to keep them. To love God, are we to keep his commandments in both the Old and the New Testament? Listen, Drop down. We're already there. Ready? Praise God. Listen, listen, listen. 119. Hear these words. Store them up. Store them up. Store them up. Here we go. Listen how this starts out. This is the longest psalm in the book of Psalms. If you don't understand how to love and obey God through Psalms 119, 112, I believe, 152, you'll never understand it. You'll never get it. Listen, look how the psalmist starts out in Psalms 119, starting at verse 1-8. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with a whole heart. They also do not practice lawlessness. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Listen. Go right down to 12. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to your word. With my whole heart have I sought you. Let me not wander from your commandments. Your word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your ways. Drop down to verse 29. Listen. Listen. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto your testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. Listen. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of your commandments when you shall enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Yes, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the paths of your commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn my eyes from beholding vanity and quicken you me into your ways. Establish your word that your servant who is devoted to your fear. Turn away my reproach which I fear, for your judgments good. Listen. Proverbs 7, very, very important. Proverbs 7, was hopping away here. Proverbs 7, listen. 1, 2, 3, listen. Proverbs 7, 1, 2, 3. My son, keep my words and lay my commandments with you. He's talking about the commandments of the Lord. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. Bind them upon your fingers, write them upon the tables of your heart. Listen, again, when you go to Hebrews 8 and 10, the Lord says that he will put his laws into our hearts. Hebrews 8 and 10. Is that New Testament or is it just Old Testament? No, it's New Testament. Listen carefully and I will get there. Listen carefully. Because the quoting from the what I just said to you in Hebrews 8 and 10, he was quoting from Jeremiah 31:31, talking about the wording, and it says, New Covenant, right there. And it talks about those going to the heart. Exactly what this man was talking about way before Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. New Testament teaching also is to the heart. We love God when we keep His commandments. And we're going to see as we go on that it's Old and New Testament. Listen carefully, listen carefully. Ecclesiastes 12. Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. I'm going to move a little quickly now. Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, 11 through 14. Listen, 11 through 14. You have to actually read it from chapter 1 on, and you would see all that the man done in his life. And this is what he finds and concludes in all that he has done. And listen, chapter 12 of Ecclesiastes, starting at verse 11, the words of the wise are as gourds and as nails fastened by the master of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. He's talking about the Lord there. Listen, and further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books. There was no end, and much study is weariness of the flesh. Listen, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Respectfully fear God, keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, and that is mankind, and not the Jews only, mankind. For God shall bring every work into judgment, and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. When you go into the book of Revelation 20, and the Lord Jesus Christ has everybody resurrected, it says, by their works. The books are open. And when He opens their book, they're judged by the commandments of God, of how much they knew. Them that knew the first four and the last six, He's going to deal very harshly with them. But the ones He judges them by the last six. Because the ignorant are judged, but they're taught first. But see the thing, when they're brought up and judged, first of all, they're judged by the last six. Then they have an opportunity, being ignorant, to hear what you are hearing in your ears today. Then they will have an opportunity to come into the kingdom of God or thrown into Gehenna fire, because God is over with humanity at that time, and now He's making a distinction in the second death, which He calls it. When they're thrown there, they're gone forever. And then when you get to Revelation 21, as I've said many times, that starts the kingdom of God in the spiritual realm, and there are no more flesh. Listen carefully what you're hearing. Isaiah 56, I'm going as quickly as I can. Bingo, here we go. Isaiah 56, 1 through 7, listen. Isaiah 56, 1 through 7, thus saith the Lord, keep the judgments, do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that does this. I took you out of Ecclesiastes. And he said, this is the whole matter that of man, is to keep the commandments of God. Now you hear, thus saith the Lord. Listen, blessed is the man that does this, the son of man that lays hold on it, that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it, and keeps his hand from doing evil, neither let the son of the stranger that has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord has utterly separated me from his people. Listen, neither let the eunuch say, Behold, I'm a dry tree, for thus saith the Lord unto the eunuch that keeps my Sabbath. Sabbath, that's the yearly and the weekly. And choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant, which is the commandments of God. Even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than the sons and the daughters will I give them, an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. That's found in Revelation 13 and Revelation 2:17. Listen, also the son of the stranger that joins themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servant, everyone that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it and takes hold of my covenant, listen, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. The Lord says that to them when he was on this earth in Mark 11 verse 17. He says these things to them, exactly quoting from Isaiah 56. Listen. Listen what you're hearing today in your ears. It's a little here and a little there. Daniel, the 9th chapter. Daniel 9. Daniel 9. Listen, 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 listen. Daniel 9. This man was also given revelation, and secrets were given from God Almighty in the book of Daniel 2, and we're also going to see why they were given to him, as they were given to Abraham and all of the men of God. Listen carefully. To love God, are we to keep his commandments in both Old and New Testament? Drop down to 4 and 5 of Daniel 9. Say unto the Lord my God, Daniel chapter 9, verse 4, and made my confession and said, now who did he speak to? Did he go to another man and then to God? Or did he go directly to God? Okay? And I made my confession and said, O Lord, great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and keep his commandments, we have sinned. He's talking about himself and them that he was with, talking directly to the Most High. We have sinned and have committed lawlessness and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from the precepts and from your judgments, down to 10 and 11. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his ways, which he set before before us by his servants the prophets. Yes, all Israel have transgressed your law, even departing that they might not obey the voice. Therefore the curse is poured on upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. That is also Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and the cursings. That's what he was talking about. To love God, are we to keep his commandments in the Old and the New Testament? John 3:16. Listen carefully. This is your Lord and my God speaking. Listen. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have everlasting life. Now this is the key. I can't tell you how many times I was taken to that. But this is what they disregard. Drop down to verse 31 through 36. He who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard. This is what he testifies, but no one receives his testimony. Listen. The one who receives his testimony has set his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, and God gives not the Spirit by measure unto him. Listen. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hands. Listen. The one who believes in the Son has everlasting life, but the one who does not believe, that's the King James, but this is what it's supposed to say, but the one who does not obey the Son shall not see life, for the wrath of God remains in him. That's a tremendous difference and a tremendous change. To believe in God is one thing, but to obey is something else. That word has been changed in the King James Bible and many other Bibles because most of them come from Alexandria. Listen. Obey and believe is two different things. Drop down to 29. Drop down to 20. Drop down to 15. Let's go to chapter 14 of John. Chapter 14 of John. John 14. Listen carefully. John 14, starting at verse 12. Truly I say unto you, the one who believes in me shall also do these works that I do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you shall ask of my name, this will I do, and the Father may glorify the Son. Listen carefully. Drop down to verse 24. To love God, are we to keep his commandments in both Old and New Testament? The one who does not love me does not keep my words, and the words that I hear are not mine, but the Father's who sent me. I have spoken these things to you while I'm still present with you. But when the Comforter comes, even the Holy Spirit, which the Father will send in my name, that one, not him, he, or she, that one shall teach you all things and shall bring to your remembrance everything that I have told you. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives you, do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor fear. You have heard me say to you that I am going away, and that I come, that I will come to you again. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced that I said I am going to my Father, because my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it happens that you, when it comes to pass, you may believe. I will not speak with you much, of course, any longer, because the ruler of this world is coming, talking about Satan the devil, but he does not have a single thing in me. Yet he comes so that the world may know that I love the Father, and that I do exactly as the Father has commanded me. Arise, of course, and he said, let us go. Listen carefully. 1 Corinthians 7, we're getting right close to the end. 1 Corinthians 7, right down to the nitty gritty. Listen. 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. 1 Corinthians 17 through 24. Listen. Let each one walk only as God has apportioned to him, according as the Lord has called him. And this is what I command in all the churches. Listen. This is what I command in all the churches. These churches were in Asia Minor. Was anyone called being circumcised? Do not let him be uncircumcised. Was anyone called in uncircumcision? Do not let him be circumcised. For circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing. Rather, the keeping of the commandments of God are essential. Listen. For he who has been called in the Lord, though he be a slave, is free, as a free man in the Lord. In the same way also he who has been called as a free man is a slave of Christ. For you were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men. Brethren, in whatever state each one was called, let him remain in that with God. Keep the commandments of God, for they are essential. This I command to all the churches. Listen, to love God, are we to keep his commandments in both the Old and the New Testament? Listen, 1 John 2, Jude, a verse in Revelation, we're out of here. Over and out. Listen carefully. 1 John, listen. I'm going to read this quickly, but follow along and get it. 1 John, the second chapter, 1 through 7, listen. My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And yet, if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's our advocate and not a man. And he is the proportion for our sins, and not for the sins for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this standard we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. The one who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. On the other hand, if anyone is keeping his word, truly in this one, the love of God is being perfected. To love God, are we to keep his commandments in both the Old and the New Testament? By this means we know that we are in him. Anyone who claims to dwell in him is obligating himself, listen, also to walk even as he walked. Brethren, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment, which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the message that you have heard from the beginning. The beginning of what? The beginning of the Torah, which Moses spoke on behalf of the Lord, as you're hearing it in your ears today in the 21st century, on behalf of the Lord. Listen carefully. Drop down to 14. I wrote to you, Father, because you have known him who was from the beginning. I wrote to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God is dwelling in you. We are to every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, that's what we're to do. Listen. And you have overcome the wicked one, who is Satan the devil. Do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Because everything that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pretentious pride of physical life is not from the Father, but is of the world. And the world and its lust is passing away. But the one who does the will of God abides forever. Drop down to 24. Therefore, let what you have heard from the beginning dwell in you. If what you have heard from the beginning is dwelling in you, then you will be dwelling in the Son and the Father. Drop down to 28 and 29. Now, little children, dwell in him, live in him, so that when he is made known, we may have boldness and not be put to shame before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you also know that everyone who practices righteousness has been begotten of him. Did it just say before that? You need to be walking as the Lord walks. Listen carefully in your ears what you're hearing. Chapter 3, 1 through 10, listen. Behold, what glorious love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. For this very reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is made known, we will be like him because we will see him exactly as he is. And everyone who has this hope and purifies himself, even as he is pure, everyone who practices sin is also practicing lawlessness, for lawless, because sin is lawlessness. And you know that he appeared in order that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Everyone who dwells in him does not practice sin. Anyone who practices sin has not seen him or known him. Little children, do not allow anyone to deceive you. Listen, listen. Do not let anyone deceive you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. The Lord was righteous. If you're practicing what the Lord was practicing at the time, keeping the commandment, you are practicing righteousness, and he sees you the same way. The only difference is that when you and I fall, the blood of Jesus Christ covers us. The Lord didn't have to do that because he did it perfectly. Listen, the one who practices sin is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Man appeared, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Everyone who has been begotten of God does not practice sin, because his seed of begettal is dwelling within him, and he is not able to practice sin because he has been begotten of God. Listen, by this standard are made known, listen, by this standard are made known the children of God and the children of the devil. Everyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, and neither is the one who does not love his brother. You have a problem with all those statements? And as I said many times, you don't have a problem with Ricky. You have a problem with God the Father and Jesus Christ. That's who you have the problem with. Because this man was writing on their behalf, and I'm speaking on the Father's behalf and the Son's behalf. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Go with me to 1 John 5:1. Listen, 1 John 5. To love God are we to keep his commandments, in both the Old and the New Testament. 1 John 5:1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been begotten by God. Everyone who loves him who has begot also loves him who has been begotten of him. By this standard, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Now, everyone who is begotten of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith that Jesus was the Christ, and that we do keep the commandments of God, which is found in Revelation 14:12. Exactly the same wording, but only backwards. But the same exact thing that you are hearing in your ears. Does the Old and the New Testament fit together? Does God change? No, he doesn't. To love God, are we to keep his commandments in both in the Old and New Testament? Exodus 20 gives us the command of how to love God. And John verifies it in the New Testament. To love God is to keep his commandments, and they are not burdensome. And they are not burdensome. Jude 1, Revelation's over and out. Jude 1, the book of Jude. The book of Jude. Jude. Jude 1. Jude 1. Starting at verse 18. 18 through 21. Jude 1, 18 through 21. Because they said to you that in the last time there would be mockers who would be selfishly walking according to their own ungodly lusts. These are the ones who cause division. They are psychic, not having the Spirit of God. Listen, but you, beloved, being builded up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, so that you keep yourselves in the love of God while you are personally awaiting the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Listen, Revelation 14. Listen. Revelation 14, and then 22 and over and out. Listen carefully. Tying the threads all together, shoeing the laces of the shoe, as we do with a new shoe, that those that have shoelace shoes, and now we're tying the knot. Now we're going to tie the knot, which brings it all together, and there we are. Here we go. Now the shoe is laced, and we're getting ready to tie the knot for those that can. Listen carefully. Not the little babies that are out there. Listen carefully. Revelation 14, 12. Here is the patience of the saints, the holy ones of God, the righteous, the elect, the chosen. Here are the ones who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. When you saw that in 1 John 5, you saw it said the opposite way. So what? It said the same exact thing. It's to keep the commandments of God, but only the love of God is not added there. But now we should know that by now when we read that, that is also having the love of God, and that His commandments are not burdensome. To love God, are we to keep His commandments in both the Old and the New Testament? Chapter 22, and it's over and out. Listen, brethren, carefully, and I hope these things get you through next week without a doubt, and keep you from the evil one and his demons. Chapter 22, 8, starting at verse 8 through 14, as over and out. Listen to these words. 8 through 14, over and out. Now I, John, was the one who saw and heard these things, and when I heard, I saw it, fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who was showing me these things. But he said to me, see that you do not this thing, for I am a fellow servant of yours and of your brethren, the prophets. That was Isaiah, Jeremiah, all those men that were also observing the commandments of God and the statutes, and of those who keep the words of this book, worship God. And he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, because the time is near. Let the one who is unrighteous be unrighteous still. Let the one who is filthy be filthy still. And let the one who is righteous be righteous still. And the one that is holy be holy still. Listen. And behold, I am coming quickly. It's the Lord. My reward is with me to render to each one according to his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Listen. Blessed are those who keep his commandments, that they may have the right to eat of the tree of life, which is immortality, and may enter into the gates of the city. May God help you to understand how to love your God in both in the Old and the New Testament, and in the 21st century, we're right at the door. May God bless us all.